Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Dolan's Bar in Ridley. Tour de Delco, which is brought to you by Visit Delaware County, visitdelcopa.com. Now, Jack, before we get to Devin and testing her Delco legitimacy.
This is Devin's hometown.
Yeah, this is, yeah. It's all Devin's hometown.
Known Dolan's regular.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you get the crowd riled up with the proper way?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There we go. Now, Devin.
Captain Philadelphia,
yes.
Over here.
Devin Kent. Yes, yeah. You are. Captain Eagle.
Yeah, yep.
I always believed in him.
Yep.
Now, Devin, this actually started, the whole Delco thing started several weeks ago.
Yes.
When Jack mentioned on air that you were from Radnor, and you also said you were from Delco.
Both are true statements, yes.
Okay. Well, on a technicality.
Yeah. So,
what? Well, on a technicality.
Well, okay, so Radnor is in Delaware County.
It is literally in Delaware County.
And
yes.
As is Villanova. And
yes,
we have no problem with those
That's
towns.
Not the point. Yes.
But is it Delco? The answer, I believe, is no.
Well, as the person who is honored to represent the forgotten faction of Delco by you guys, by your Delco tour,
the main
I'm honored
faction.
To be representing Radnor and Villanova here.
Oh.
And I hope that I can do Radnor and Villanova proud.
That's right.
And prove that we are, in fact, Delco.
Okay, so to prove that you're Delco, I have come up with 10 Delco trivia questions.
Okay.
If you now, Jack and I have decided all that matters is that you pass.
Okay.
So if you get 6 right, you can claim Delco. If you do not, then we have developed a Delco Pledge of Allegiance you will have to say, and then you can claim Delco.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right.
I forgot the pledge when I was telling you what we were doing.
Yeah.
Oh, you just forgot.
I told her. I told her.
Okay, good. Good. That one slipped my mind.
Okay, question number one.
Uh-huh.
What town was the Bazaar of All Nations in?
Drexel Hill.
Close, but no!
0-1.
She is 0-1.
I don't even know what that is.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you're too young.
Yeah, that's not
I'm going to be honest. I've never even heard of that one.
My mom went to the bazaar.
Well, you know what town the bazaar was in, and you're only 30.
I think I know her.
They said his mom hung out there.
Yeah, it was Clifton Heights.
Is that Clifton Heights. Allegedly, yes.
Okay. 0-1. Now, these are hard.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They should be. Okay. Number two, name two malls that exist or existed in Delaware County.
King of Prussia.
No, that's Monco. That's Monco.
That's right.
No,
just like Radnor.
Okay.
Monco.
Yeah, we'll give you another chance. All right.
I'm not beating the allegations right now.
No, you're not.
Okay.
This is bad.
Oh, come
on. The Granite Run Mall?
Granite Run
this
is
a joke,
Granite Run
quite
Mall.
Frankly.
Yeah. I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, I shoplifted so much in that place. There we go.
Where are you from in Delco?
Brookhaven and then Glen Mills.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Glen Mills also questionable.
So Glen Mills, Springfield, true Delco. Glen Mills, I got a lot of pushback when I posted about coming on this show. Glen Mills is forgotten.
Well, so
Danny Ryan, relax back there.
Yeah, Danny.
So Glen the top five's 3 hours from now.
Glen Mills, it depends.
Can't contain my excitement.
Yeah. Glen Mills, it depends. Okay, so you're 0-2. McDade Mall would have worked as well.
It's a big answer.
Oh, okay. My God. It was right there. Yes, he has it on his shirt. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gentile even pointed that out ahead of the show.
We would have accepted Springfield Mall, Granite Run Mall, McDade Mall, but
bad job by me.
Okay. What is the name of the Delaware County diner that was featured in Silver Linings Playbook?
Oh, I know this one. I really do know this one.
Oh, no!
I don't know.
It's the Lanark Diner. She's 0-3.
Starts with an L?
Yeah, Lanark. Drexel Hill, I would assume, officially. Yeah, Drexel Hill. Okay, you're 0-3.
Wow.
All right, this is a hard one.
This is a tough look right now.
I'm sorry.
This is a hard one.
He's just disappointed in
her
right now.
She's 0-3. What is the place in media that was, quote, home to the $1 hoagie?
Oh.
You know this one.
Someone knows that in the crowd. Yeah. I have no idea. I'm sorry.
It was Tiny Tees. Yeah, you're 0-4.
I didn't know that.
I mean, that is an impossible question.
No, it isn't.
Thank you.
Everyone here knows
Tiny Tees. She's like my age. Yeah. Everyone here is like, yo! I know exactly where the bars are.
Is that your...
All right.
Okay. Is that a Delco accent?
I messed up at the end. Don't worry. Like, don't worry.
Okay.
I'm not on trial right now.
All right. Now you have to sweep the rest of them to pass here.
Okay. I like my
odds. I hope they get easier.
All right. Give us at least one distinctive feature of the pizza that is served at Pica's on Westchester Pike.
It's square.
There you go. Okay.
Boom. 1-4.
I got that one. Thank you.
All right.
Devin.
Also, the sauce is on top. So there you go.
The comeback of the century.
All right. Now, this is a good one, and I know she's going to get it wrong.
Oh.
So, sorry.
It's okay.
Who is Ridley's main rival in football?
Oh, big answer.
Strathaven?
No.
One more guess.
Another guess?
I'll give you one more guess. Don't tell her.
I don't know what.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's Innerborough.
I appreciate the
Innerborough.
It's Innerborough.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, no. Well.
Here we go.
All right. One left just as a bonus.
Okay.
What Delaware County town did Dick Clark live in?
Upper Darby?
Drexel Hill, which is in Upper Darby.
There you go. Thank you.
Hold on. Dick Clark was from there, this area?
It lived here. I think it was
that area had a... Tina Fey is from there.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a few.
Sherry O'Terry, I think, is from... Okay. So you failed. So you are going to pledge allegiance to Delco.
Okay.
And then at the end... Jack, I'm going to need at the end of it for you to help her with the Eagles cheer to lead everyone.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone heard me attempt to do an Eagles chant on the morning show.
All right.
You don't want me leading that.
Delco Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm reading this word for word.
Yes, you are. There's nothing bad in there.
I pledge allegiance to Delco and the old guys drinking coffee outside the Wawa. One county, the heart of the Delaware Valley, with pizza from Pica's and the putt-putt in Clifton Heights forever. I promise to honor the accent, to pronounce hoagie and home correctly, and to cheer for the birds with a side of Delco pride. May I never forget what Sylvia Seagrass did at the Springfield Mall, or forget the magic of Granite Run's heyday. And may the Ridley Green Raiders forever reign supreme. For as long as we live and Wawa coffee flows, I'll stand by my Delco roots from Drexel Hill to Derby with a hoagie in hand and WIP on the radio. Jack Fritz, I need your help here.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles on!
There we go, congratulations.
What a beautiful moment.
Devin Caney, officially Delco.
I'm honored, guys.
Do you feel
Thank
the difference
you.
Now?
I do. I yeah. like look.
You don't have to
I
keep
got my Nolan's
yes.
shirt on. I'm yeah. gonna start saying Wooder now.
Yes.
Yeah. Can
we
I feel it?
Can we get a P H O N E?
A P H O N E.
How do you say that word?
Phone.
Phone.
There you go.
Should we ask?
I don't know why it just took me a second to figure out what word you're asking.
Should we ask Dolan's if Radner counts as Delco?
Hey, Dolan's, does Radner count as Delco?
Yeah. Yeah. Boo.
What the heck? I thought they had my back.
No, again, we have nothing against Radner as a place, but as Delco, it's just like
Look,
sort of.
I fun. Get it. All I right. get it. But we are in Delaware County, so I'm honored to officially now be a Delcoian.
Congratulations.
We welcome you. And thank you. Thank you for coming. It's.
Thank you for having me.
And next time, read the t-shirts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there's t-shirts all over the... There you go. Yes, more Dave.
That one was right there, sure. man. Yeah. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah. Jake, you're on WIP. What's up? Oh, I lied.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, looks like it's working. Jake, what's up, man?
What's happening? So with Devin, I kind of feel her pain about the whole Delco thing. And is she a bona fide Delco person? Because I lived in Havertown from the age of 2 to 7. And then I moved to Pottstown. And then I met a Delco gal. And now I'm a Drexel Hillsman.
Ah, there you go. Well, so is the conflict... Is the conflict Havertown, or is
no,
it just
Havertown
that you left?
Is very Delco.
Yeah, Havertown's Delco.
That's where Kyle
Quinn's from. The conflict is an in-house ongoing battle with me and my wife, because she is an absolute bona fide, because she was born in Folsom, raised there, went to Ridley, 2003 grad, all that. So she looks down her nose at someone like me who tries to claim it when I haven't, you know what I mean? So it's an ongoing battle in our house.
Oh, got it.
So
the battle in my house is my wife is from Drexel Hill, but she refuses to say she's from Upper Darby, even though she went to Upper Darby High School and Drexel Hill is in Upper Darby. We still, that is the battle in my house. So
that's a little strange. You know, the whole thing with Delco, it's, you know, there's a lot of ambiguity and where are the boundaries and all that. But I drive around a lot because I work for Certapro. I'm a painter down here, so I'm around here all the time. And I think about that. Where is the line? But one place that I noticed that seems like a definite spot is if you're going north on Darby Road, and right where it hits Eagle, and then you cross over Eagle, it feels like that right there is a definite
boundary.
Is where
Delco
boundary.
Starts. Yeah.
Delco ends right there.
I don't have my call screen anymore. Were you calling about the Eagles or the Phillies?
Eagles.
All right, what up?
I want Reddick back. I don't care how it gets done or what happens, but I definitely want him back. I remember back in the fall in the playoffs.
Hassan Reddick. You want Hassan Reddick back. Okay.
Yes. Oh, did I misspeak?
No, I didn't hear you. Didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I remember in the playoffs in 22, Jack said that Hassan was the best closer in the city, and he was, you know. Or it might have been at the end of the season. So I just think he's great. Sucks that he left, and I'd love to see him come back, even though it seems to be against all odds.
Yeah, so. It's an interesting thing. You know, we haven't talked about it yet, is that we talked about it yesterday in the show, Ike, you weren't here, that Hassan Reddick requested a trade again. I mean, first of all, it's hard to tell whether that's on the Jets or whether it's on Hassan Reddick, like what's going on here. You know,
to me, it's ultimately on the Jets.
Right.
He traded for a disgruntled player who wanted a contract from his former team, and that's the reason why they traded him, because they didn't want to pay him. Why would you trade for a guy that you know he wants a contract? It's like right now, why would a team trade for Brandon Ayuk and expect him to play if you're not giving him a new contract?
Right, unless he says he will. Which is the Jets are saying that they told Reddick, we will talk about a new contract when you know, if you come to camp and show us you deserve it and blah, 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 blah. The tough part is, and this is the same thing with, I guess, every team, with Ayuk too, is you renegotiate that, then all of a sudden,
sure,
every other player on the team who feels like they've out-earned their contract.
Yeah.
Would you, if you could undo, well, it's hard to say, I guess. People want, would you, the third-round pick we got, would you trade that third-round pick back for Hassan Reddick if he said he would play on the one-year deal?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Even with the risk of, like,
well, I'm assuming if he says, I'm assuming if he's saying he's going to play on a one-year deal, he's going to be happy.
Right.
So it's a hypothetical that you're asking me. So, yeah.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having him back. But I just don't see where, like, the Eagles knew they didn't want to pay Hassan Reddick. And right. That's why they traded him.
Right, yep.
And that's what made them smart in this equation. They're saying, he's not going to be happy playing on this deal. We don't need the distraction. We're certainly not going to give him a new deal, so we may as well trade him. But the team that's trading for him, you're understanding this situation as well. Why would you trade for a guy if you don't plan on paying him? Like, the Jets shouldn't have just traded for him. They should have traded for him.
They should have had the deal worked out before they even made the trade. Yeah.
Yes.
That ambiguity is tough.
Give you a prime example.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown wanted a new deal in Tennessee. They didn't want to pay A.J. Brown in Tennessee. Do you think Howie would have traded for A.J. Brown without giving him a new contract? No.
No, of course not. Yeah.
You're just taking on somebody else's problem.
Right.
Yeah, so now he's going to bring his problems here. He's not going to be happy here unless you give him a new contract.
Well, now the Jets are in this terrible position where I actually don't think they can give him a new deal, or I don't think they can trade him. I think almost they have to just stand firm and hope they win the showdown, because if you're Joe Douglas, we were talking about this yesterday, you're going to go to Woody. At this point, you're not getting a pick back like you traded away for.
Right. No.
So at this point, Joe Douglas either has to go to his owner and say, well, we traded a third-round pick for a fifth-round pick, you know, or he has to see if he'll crack, you know, if Hassan Reddick will crack.
And that's what they're going to do. I think it was they released a statement from the team.
They're saying they're not going to trade him.
Yeah, they're saying they're not going to trade him. And here's why you can't trade him. Now, I don't know this for certain, but I believe this to be true. You're trading him under the same conditions to someone else. So.
Right. Who's going to give him a deal?
Right.
Right. At this point.
Who's going to give him a deal, and who wants the conditions of it could possibly be a second round draft pick?
Oh, right. Now, is it them that has to give it, or the Jets that have to give it? The Jets will have to give that pick.
Yes.
Right?
Well, unless they, right, if they trade the.
Right, but they wouldn't be trading the conditions on the pick. It would just be, like, the pick would still be the Jets pick, I guess, but then it would still be how he plays on a different team.
On a different team.
Right. It would be funny if the Eagles just trade for Reddick, give him tons of playing time so the pick is better from the Jets, and increase their likelihood of getting a good pick.
Yeah, this is the Jets being the Jets.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. The OG Wade, you're on WIP. I'm surprised we don't see OG here.
Oh,
what's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
I need to call a little fraud alert here. Okay, I'm coming to see you, so if you got something to say about what I'm about to say, we can, you know, we'll work that out. But listen, Delaware County was the last county named in this whole ordeal. It all was Chester County, okay? So Delaware County was Chester County. I think Chester County, it started in Chester City, okay? So where William Penn had landed at. So all that old Philadelphia at the Penn's Land. No, Penn's Landing is in Chester. They sold it to
Danny, play the Oscar music.
Yeah, what are we doing here, OG?
I'm trying to give you punk some damn history lessons. Because you up in here touting this Delco.
Without college? It's not without or with college.
And Delco was the last damn county. It wasn't even an original county. So
who
it's
cares?
Fugazi. It's like it's an expansion county.
Are you saying Delco's Fugazi?
Yes, I am. I'm saying it was the last county named in.
I'm sorry. We can't have that today. We can't have that today.
Did you just hang up on OJ?
Yes. I can't have that today.
But he's giving real live history now.
It is a tough day to have.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't
like,
do that.
I would never
but
say.
Our residential smart guy, Dave Breitmaier, said it's true.
I don't care if it's true.
Yeah, we don't want facts.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, but we're not coming in here saying that Delco is the first county.
Oh, we don't want facts, but we're going to hold DK to a standard that isn't, that she can't be from
Thank
Delco.
You.
Oh,
Thank
here
you.
We go. You got to protect Devin.
Well, somebody has to.
Look.
Thank you, Ike. I appreciate it. I don't even know if my mic is still on, but I appreciate it.
Devin, you are in a better situation now than when you came here in that you have been blessed by all of the Dolan's crowd, as well as Delco Jesus.
Like, literally, Delco Jesus.
Yes, so. Quite literally, Delco Jesus. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's great.
Everything's great.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Morris Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Morris Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Morris-Jewelers.com. Who is it more on to turn this season around, the players or Rob Thompson? Ike, what do you think the poll is at, actually? I'm curious.
The players... And I'm going to say 73%.
It is the players 89%.
Damn. 89?
Ultimately.
Sounds like people are mad at the players.
Yeah. Well, and ultimately they should be, I think. I think that's correct that they should be. But I do think that this is the time for Rob Thompson to do something. Like, I just don't like not doing anything. I've had enough of not doing anything and hoping that it'll turn out okay. All right. Coming up next... Dan Orlovsky did come up with a list of top 10 quarterbacks in every skill set. I want to present Ike with where Jalen Hurts is ranked in those top 10s to get his thoughts on it. That is next.
This ought to be fun.
Yes. On the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we're at Dolan's in Ridley. It's brought to you by Visit Delaware County. People say Delco's a lot, and they are correct. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.